我们知道人世间没有一个人的存在是永久的。
We know that no one in this world lives forever.
当一个人去世了，啊，他的存在就过去了。
When a person passed away, his existence is no longer.
哦，所以他就用过去式来描写这一个人。
And therefore, we will use the past tense to describe this person.
哦，但是圣经里在描写主耶稣。
When the Bible describes Jesus,
他是永远用现在式在描写。
It will forever be using the present tense to describe Jesus.
那这个是一个非常深奥的道理。
And here is a profound teaching.
耶稣已经死了2000年。
The Lord Jesus has died over 2,000 years ago.
啊，为什么到现在啊，耶稣还用现在式来描写
？Why do we still describe Jesus using the present tense？
因为他还活着。
Because he is still alive.
答案就是这么简单。
And that is the answer.
啊，他死了，他在复活。
He died. He resurrected.
那耶稣的存在超越人间的存在。
The existence of Jesus surpassed existence of humans.
哦，我们可以看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to Gospel John, chapter
58.
Chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
如果我们读英文，非常清楚。
If you were to read the English Bible, it's very clear.
哦，没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
Before Abraham was, I am.
亚伯拉罕离开主耶稣的时代大概是2000年以上。
The time difference between Abraham and Jesus was about 2,000 years.
所以英文圣经描写亚伯拉罕用过去式。
Therefore, the English Bible would describe Abraham using the past tense.
但是主耶稣说还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
But Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am."
啊，就是用现在式。
And he's using the present tense.
这个等于一个孙子对他的公公说，没有你就有我了。
This is likened to a grandson saying to the grandfather, "Before you exist, I existed."
哦，那大家一定会怀疑啊。
Everyone,
没有孙子怎么会没有公公怎么会有孙子
？Everyone will become puzzled without the grandfather. How did the grandchild come from?
大家觉得已经这个孙子哦，大概精神有一点问题。
Perhaps this child needs to see a psychiatrist.
那主耶稣说，没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
But Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am."
大家听不懂。
Nobody understood what he said.
就以为主耶稣是不正常。
They thought Jesus was abnormal.
结果拿石头要倒他。
And they were to take up stones and cast at him.
所以四千年前呢，耶稣已经存在。
So 4,000 years ago, Jesus existed.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
2000年前耶稣降生。
2,000 years ago, Jesus was born.
所以他用现在式在描写。
And therefore, it is describing Jesus using the present tense.
那主耶稣已经死了，再复活。
Now Jesus had died and he resurrected.
到现在，主耶稣的自我介绍还是存在。
Until today, Jesus still introduced himself in the present tense.
我是。
I am.
这个非常重要一句话。
This is a very important sentence.
这一句话就描写他就是神。
The sentence describes Jesus as God.
没有一个哲学家可以永远用我是。
No one philosopher would describe himself as I am.
包括最伟大的柏拉图、苏格拉底。
Including the great philosophers Socrates and Plato.
他们都过去了。
They are all gone.
但是只有主耶稣现在还存在。
Only Jesus still exists.
所以主耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。
Lord Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
这句话是现在式，不是过去式。
These are written in the present tense form.
也就是说，这句话现在还存在，还是有功效的。
It means that this sentence, the efficacy of this sentence still exists today.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Lord Jesus says, I am the way.
我们很少人有这样自我介绍的。
We seldom introduce ourselves like this.
你不认识路吗？我告诉你一条路。
You don't know the way? Let me show you the way.
但是很少人说我就是路。
No one says I am the way.
那你怎么可以当路呢？
How can you become a way?
但是主耶稣说我就是道路。
But Lord Jesus says I am the way.
那到现在这句话没有被擦掉。
And right till present day, this sentence has not been erased.
很多人还是在传扬这一句话，耶稣就是道路。
Many people are still preaching the sentence, Jesus is the way.
那为什么主耶稣会这样讲？
Why did Jesus say he is the way?
主耶稣就是要回答多马的一个问题。
Jesus here is answering the question posed by Thomas.
第五节，多马说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那一条路呢？
In verse 5, Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?
所以多马对人生的两大问题提出质疑。
So Thomas has raised questions regarding the two greatest aspects of life.
就是主耶稣你要往哪里去？
Which is, Lord, where are you going?
这个就牵涉到我们人生最后的终点是哪里？
And this ties into the ultimate end of humankind.
也包括我们人生集中的追求是什么。
And also the ultimate pursuit of all mankind.
你在追求名利享受，这个都是暂时的。
You may be pursuing for fame and fortune, all these are temporary.
但是请问你在这个名利享受之外，有没有一个更有价值的可以追求？
But other than fame and fortune, is there anything else that you want to pursue which is worth more?
那我们这个人生几十年当中，你有没有一个超越今生的一个目标可以追求？
In your several decades of life, have you had a goal that surpasses them?
因此这个多马就说你要不知道你往哪里去。
And therefore Thomas said, we don't know where you're going.
为什么多马会这样讲？
Why did Thomas say this?
因为主耶稣告诉他。
Because Lord Jesus said to him,
在第二节，在我父的家有许多住处。
In verse 2, in my father's house, there are many rooms.
若是没有，我就告诉你们了。
If it were not so, would I have told you that?
那我去原是为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
那对多马来讲，你不晓得讲什么，我听不懂。
Thomas didn't know what Jesus was saying.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
因为多马是用人世间的 理智在了解主耶稣的话。
Thomas is trying to understand the words of God using a secular knowledge.
那你到底要去哪里？
So where are you going?
那我不晓得你去哪里，我怎么知道那一条路呢？
If I don't know where you're going, how do I know the way?
真的，我们人世间要考虑这两个问题。
And it's true that as humans, we have to consider these two questions.
第一个
First,
你人生的集中追求是什么？
What is your ultimate goal?
第二个
Two,
请问你要达到那个目标的路是什么？
And in order to achieve that goal, how are you going to do it?
这个两个问题相当的重要。
These are two very important questions.
好，那我们这样来看，主耶稣说，我就是道路。
Here Jesus said, I am the way.
我们知道道路就是连接两点的一条捷径。
We know the way is the shortest distance between two points.
如果你现在往西雅图去。
If now you want to go to Seattle.
你freeway要往南开。
You have to drive towards the south.
这个就是道路。
That is the way.
但是如果你往东开，你就开不到西雅图。
And if you were to drive towards the east, you will never reach Seattle.
那你如果要去多伦多，
If you want to go to Toronto,
你就应该往东开。
You should be heading east.
你如果往南开，这一条路永远带不到多伦多。
If you head south, you will never reach Toronto.
所以道路是连接两点的一条捷径。
Therefore, the way is the distance or the path that leads to two points.
那当主耶稣说，我就是道路。
When Jesus says, I am the way.
请问这一条路要连接哪两点？
May I ask, which two points is this way connecting?
好，我们看再回来看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 14.
第六节的下半句。
The second half of verse 6.
若不借着我，就没有人能够到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
所以主耶稣已经很清楚了。
So here, Jesus has given a clear direction.
没有借着我，就没有人能够到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
这个人就是指着全世界的人。
This one refers to everyone in the world.
包括你，也包括我。
Including you and I.
如果没有借着耶稣，我们就不能够回到父那里去。
If we do not go through Jesus, we will not go to the Father.
所以耶稣是唯一一条要回到父的一条路。
So Jesus is the only way that leads us back to the Father.
好，那我们现在来想，这个父又是什么？
And let us now think, what is the Father? Who is the Father?
我今天晚上聚完会，我回去就看到我父亲了。
After the service this evening, when I go home, I shall see my father.
我没有信耶稣，我还是看到我父亲呢。
I don't believe in Jesus, I still see my father.
如果我的父亲住在我的故乡。
If my father still stays in my home,
我买一张飞机票，我坐着就回去了。
All I can do is buy a ticket, air ticket, and fly back.
那为什么主耶稣说没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去呢？
So why did Jesus say that no one comes to the Father but by me?
圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
在路加福音里面记载主耶稣的家谱。
In the Gospel of Luke, it records the genealogy of Jesus.
主耶稣的爸爸是约瑟。
The father of Jesus is Joseph.
然后他这样一直往上推。
And as you trace his lineage backwards,
那推到人类的第一个来源叫做亚当。
You will trace it back to the very first man, Adam.
然后说亚当就是神的儿子。
And then it is said Adam is the son of God.
这一节非常重要。
This is an important verse.
这一节把神跟人的关系讲得很清楚。
And this verse is has given detailed description of the relationship between God and man.
亚当是一个人。
Adam is a man.
但是他是神的儿子。
However, he is also the son of God.
这句话倒过来讲，就是神就是亚当的父亲。
And we can put it simply that God is the father of Adam.
那父亲是什么？
And what is a father?
父亲就是我们的来源。
Father is our source, our origin.
没有父亲怎么会有我们呢？
Without a father, where did you come from?
如果没有神，今天怎么会有我们呢？
So if there isn't a God, where do we come from?
所以回到父那里去，就是回到神那里去。
So by returning to the Father, we are returning to God.
因此主耶稣在这里讲得很清楚。
So Jesus here said very clearly.
没有借着我，就没有人能够回到神那里去。
No one goes back to God except by me.
我就是道路。
Because I am the way.
那这样我们就非常清楚了。
So now it is very clear.
主耶稣讲我是道路是什么意思？
So we know what Jesus meant when he said I am the way.
也告诉我们人生集中的追求是什么。
It also tells us what's the ultimate pursuit.
在今生之外，有什么东西你可以追求？
Other than what is in present life, what else is there to pursue?
在你看得见的世界之外，还有什么可以值得你追求？
Is there anything else worthy of your pursuit other than this visible world?
有一个就是我们的父。
There is one. And he is our father.
就是天上的神。
Who is the God in heaven?
这关乎我们一生的。
This ties into our whole life.
我们应该要好好的来追求。
We should pursue after this.
我们首先知道父非常的爱我们。
So now we know that the Father loves us dearly.
往前看诗篇的33篇。
Psalms 33.
第五节。
Verse 5, He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of God.
这里说遍地满了神的慈爱。
It says here, the earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord.
我们刚刚有查考过，这个神就是我们的父。
Earlier we said that God is our Father.
圣经说，起初神创造天地。
The Bible says, in the beginning, God created.
到了第六天，神创造人。
God created the heavens and the earth on the sixth day. He made mankind.
他的孩子亚当。
Who is his son Adam?
那这里说，遍地满了父的慈爱。
Here it tells us the earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord.
请问诸位，你今天有没有看到神的慈爱？
May I ask, have you seen the love of God today?
但圣经告诉我们，遍地满了神的慈爱。
The Bible here tells us the earth is full of it.
比较东方的人比较保守。
As Orientals, we tend to be more conservative.
所以很少对孩子说我很爱你。
We seldom tell our children we love them.
但是这不等于说东方的父母不爱儿子。
But this does not mean that parents from the Orient do not love the children.
你看凡是那个学区好的。
If you take a look, whichever district has the best schools.
那其实房价一直往上涨。
You tend to notice that the prices of real estate also goes up.
那有的父母面不改色，很多的钱就投进去就买房子。
There are many parents willing to invest a lot of money to have a house in such a district.
对他们来讲，这是一个很沉重的负担。
Because to them, this is a very heavy burden.
那为什么父母会投入很多去买那个随机最好的房子？
Why invest money, so much money in a house?
其实那一些钱有时候可以在环境很好的地方买风景很漂亮的房子。
Because with that money, you may be able to buy a house with a very good view.
那为的就是小孩子的教育。
And the whole reason for that is for the education, for the sake of the education.
那个本身就是一种爱。
The action itself is love.
所以你当你回到家里面，你看到你房价这么高，这个就是你父亲的爱。
So when you go home and you see that the price of your house is so high, that signifies the love of your father.
那有时候我们在看一个父母亲要生第一个孩子之前
，And when you observe that couple who's having the first child，
这个摇床啦、玩具啦，什么都买好了。
You have noticed that they were buying cribs, toys, clothes, everything。
那小孩子生下来，他也不知道父母的爱。
And when a baby is born, it doesn't realize the love of the parents.
但是长大了，你仔细看你周围的一切，你会发现，这个原来是父母的爱。
But when you grow up and you start noticing the things around you, you will realize the love of your parents.
那我们看我们周围生活的环境。
Let us take a look around our environment.
你看我们神所创造的每一件事情。
Look at everything that God created.
都是通用他的爱来造的。
It is revealed, or it is actually done through His love.
大自然是这么的有变化。
Look at the nature.
是这么的漂亮。
It is so beautiful.
神是这么的创意。
And God is so creative.
所以你活在这个大自然，你看到一花一草一树木一滴这个雨水 都是神的慈爱。
As you look at nature, every flower, every grass, every raindrop is the love of God.
如果你换一个环境，你到月球去生活。
If you change an environment, you live on the moon.
也没有四季。
There is no season.
也没有雨水，也没有露水，也没有风，什么都没有。
There is no dew. There is no wind. There is nothing.
那为什么地球特别不一样
？So why is Earth so different?
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible has already told us.
因为神预备创造他的儿子住在这里。
Because God has created this to prepare a place for His Son.
所以神创造一个非常好的环境。
God has created such a great environment.
所以你到了这个非常漂亮的风景。
So even if you see a beautiful scenery.
你在感叹风景的漂亮，那个就是在赞美你的父。
As you wonder at the beauty of the sceneries, you are giving praises to God.
因为他爱你。
Because He loves us.
有时候秋天，你看那个枫叶好漂亮。
In the autumn, you see the beautiful maple leaves.
神真的很有创意，红的、黑的、绿的，什么都有。
And God is very creative, all sorts of colors.
为什么
？Why?
因为神爱你。
Because He loves us.
他希望你看到这个漂亮，来感受他的爱。
He wants you to see the beauty, to feel His love.
所以啊，遍地充满神的慈爱。
So the earth is full of the love of God.
我们的父在我们不认识他以前，他已经爱我们。
Our Father has loved us even before we knew Him.
但是他希望我们不断地去体验，不断地去思想，来体会他对我们的爱。
He wants us to continuously experience Him and experience His love.
那我们对这个父的爱认识越深，我们心里就会越被他感动。
The more we know the love of God, the deeper we are moved by Him.
所以这个父子的关系是用爱在联系的。
So it is love that connects the Father and the Son.
因此信仰不是要束缚我们。
So our faith is not to bound us.
信仰是一种享受。
Rather, we are to enjoy it.
如果我们真的认识我们父对我们的爱。
If we truly understand the love our Father has for us.
我记得有一个长者啊，有一次灵恩会他在证道。
I remember once there was an elder when he was delivering a sermon.
他的题目是天父的爱。
The topic of his sermon was the love of the Heavenly Father.
他说他前天晚上在准备这个天父的爱，把圣经再查考一遍，他整晚睡不着觉。
He said as he was preparing for the sermon, he was flipping through the Bible and he couldn't sleep the whole night.
为什么
？Why？
因为当查考圣经很深入去思想的时候，这个天父的爱感动他晚上没有办法睡觉。
Because as he was studying, to prepare for the topic, the love of the Father has moved him so much he couldn't sleep.
神真的很爱我。
God truly loves me.
只是我们人不了解。
It's a pity that we don't understand.
那我们越深入了解神的爱，我们就会越被他吸引，越被他感动。
The more we understand His love, the more we are attracted to Him, and the more we are moved by Him.
所以拜神是很自然的事情。
So worshiping God is an instinct.
因为那个这么爱我们的神，我们来爱他，这还有什么不自然呢
？What is so unnatural about a God who loves us and we love Him back?
那对我们这么好的神，我们来尊敬他，这有什么不好呢
？What is wrong about paying respect to a God who loves us so much?
反而选择不拜神啊，这个就有点奇怪了。
And on the other hand, if we choose not to worship Him, it may seem a little strange.
那为什么神这位这么对我们这么好，我们否定他的存在呢
？If God is so good to us, why do we even deny His existence?
我们对他没有一点点感谢的心呢
？Why do we not give thanks to Him?
所以信仰本身是一种享受。
So religion itself is an enjoyment.
因为人世间最大的享受不是爱吗？
Because isn't love the greatest enjoyment in the world?
如果你回到家里面没有父母的爱
，If you go home and there isn't the love of a parent,
那这个家是旅馆。
Then this house is merely a hotel.
你真的有幸福感吗
？Do you really feel happy?
但是如果你的家庭生活很简单
，If you have a very simple family life,
充满着爱
，full of love,
你就发现一块饼干，大家彼此分享，那个分享一小小块就是一种爱。
And you will realize that even though you only have a piece of bread and you have to share with everyone, that little piece of bread brings you so much joy.
虽然我们的生活这么简单到只有一块饼干能够分享。
Even though our life is so simple that we only have a slice of bread.
爱是一种享受。
But love itself is an enjoyment.
如果我们能够活在父里面，我们就活在他的爱里面。
If we can live in the Lord, then we are living in His love.
我们常常心里非常的感动。
And our hearts will always be moved.
那这种享受是从现在要一直到永远的。
And this enjoyment shall last from now for till forever.
那这个父成为人来地上。
And this father became a man and came to the world.
就是主耶稣。
and he is Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣带来神的爱在这个地上。
And therefore, Lord Jesus has brought the love of God to earth.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter
1. 十七节。
Verse 17.
律法本来是借着摩西传的，恩典跟真理都是由耶稣基督来的。这个地方告诉我们，恩典跟真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Here it tells us that grace and truth came from Jesus Christ.
十八节。
Verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子叫他表明出来。从来没有人看见神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有父怀的独生子耶稣将他表明出来。
The only son who is in the bosom of a father has made him known.
所以主耶稣来世界就是要把神的爱很具体的表现出来。
So the purpose of the birth of Jesus is to bring forth or to reveal the love of God.
因为神是看不见摸不到。
Because you can't see God, you can't touch God.
那你很难去了解看不到摸得见摸不到的神。
It is very hard for us to understand a God who is invisible to us.
但是当神成为人，道成肉身，住在人中间的时候，那个抽象无形那个爱就具体的表现出来。
However, when God came into the world as a human being, then this abstract love becomes very concrete.
那主耶稣来到人世间要做什么？
What is the purpose of Jesus coming into the world?
他每天从起床一直到睡觉，他在做什么？
From the moment he wakes up till the moment he sleeps, what is he doing?
他就是到处每一个村庄，包括最卑微的人、税吏、罪人，大家看不起的，进到他的家庭里面，带给他们恩典跟真理。
He would go to every village, every town to visit sinners and everyone to bring the love of God to them.
这个就是父的爱。
That is the love of God.
所以今天我们可能在社会上算不了什么。
Today we may be nothing compared to others.
你要邀请一个很出名到你家也很难。
It is very hard for us to invite someone famous to come to our house.
但是父爱你。
But the love of the Father.
天上的神爱你。
The God in heaven loves you.
如果你愿意把你的心打开来。
If you're willing to open up your mind.
主耶稣愿意进到你的家庭。
The Lord is willing to come to you, to your family.
主耶稣愿意进到你的心里面。
The Lord is willing to come to you.
让你充充满满享受他的真理。
So that you can fully enjoy his truth.
让你真正的认识到享受到他的恩典。
So you can truly enjoy his blessings.
所以这个我们在这个今生要借着主耶稣回到父那里去回到神那里去，就是要享受真理跟恩典。
And we hope that through our present life we can return to God to enjoy his truth and his blessings.
好，我们现在看路加福音十一章。
Let's now turn to Gospel Luke chapter 11.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十一章第十节。
Chapter 11, verse 10.
因为凡寻求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给你开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
我们在这个世界上常常要寻找帮助。
In this world, we often seek help.
但是我们找来找去，大家都会发现一个结论。
But no matter how hard we search, we always come to one conclusion.
人是不可靠。
No one is dependable.
为什么？
Why?
第一个。
One.
人的爱有限。
Because our love is limited.
当我们要靠人，我们靠人，那就变成那个人的一个担子。
Because when we depend on someone, we become his burden.
所以对那个人来讲，如果他要牺牲到某一个程度，他不愿意牺牲，他就不给我们靠。
So,To the person whom you're depending on, he may not want you to depend on him anymore after a certain extent.
有的人虽然很爱我们。
Number two, someone may love us dearly.
能力有限。
But their capability is limited.
所以他很爱我们，他没有办法帮我们什么。
They may help us, but they may love us, but they can't help us.
所以我们在世间找来找去，你就会发现一个结论：人不可靠。
So no matter how hard you search, you will come to one conclusion that no one is dependable.
但是这不是要对我们人生下一个很消极的结论。
But here we are not trying to give you a very passive conclusion about
mankind. 这个要引导我们进入一个更积极的生活。
Rather, it is to guide you to have a more active life.
那人不可靠怎么办？
So if man is not dependable,
要靠神。
Then you must depend on God.
为什么？
Why?
第一个，神是全能的。
One, because he is almighty.
没有一件事情神做不到，只是问题在乎神愿意不愿意。
There isn't one thing that God cannot do. The only thing is really depends on whether he's willing to do it.
神是叫死人复活，是没有变成有的神。
God is God who can raise the dead. He can make something out of nothing.
第二个，
Two.
神愿意做我们的帮助。
And God is willing to be our assistant.
所以第十节说， 祈求就得着，寻找就寻见，叩门就给他开门。
That is why it says, everyone who seeks receives, he who seeks finds, and he who knocks it will be opened.
这是百分之百的，这是肯定的。
This is absolutely true.
这一句话是好像一张支票写出来，下面签着啊，主耶稣的名字。
This is likened to a check which has been signed by God.
是不会退票的。
It will not bounce.
如果你愿意拿这一张票在神面前向他祈求，这一句话就兑现了。
If you were to bring this check to God, He will fulfill it.
好，那主耶稣要增加我们的信心。
Now God wants to give us faith.
你在人世间，你如果靠神，你绝对啊会有神的恩典。
And in this life, if you were to depend on God, you would definitely receive His blessing.
十一节他就做一个比较。
Verse 11, He gave us a comparison.
就是地上的父亲跟天父的比较。
A comparison between the Father on earth and the Father in heaven.
你们有谁做父亲，有儿子求饼给蛇石头给他，求鱼哪当蛇给他呢？求鸡蛋哪拿蝎子给他呢？
What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, instead of a fish, gives him a serpent, and if he asks for an egg, gives him a scorpion?
啊，结论是没有。
The conclusion is no.
因为每一个都爱我们的孩子。
Because every father loves his child.
所以他要你就给他，只要对他有帮助，只要你做得到。
So whatever the child asks, you will give as long as it's good for him.
那十三节说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
Verse 13 says, if you then who are evil knows how to give good gifts to your children.
何况天父岂不圣灵给求他的人吗？
How much more will the heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?
你们尚且不好。
So even if you are evil.
你看英文怎么翻？翻作 evil， 把翻译变成邪恶。
And it's saying that if the father is evil,
那为什么父亲最爱我们变成不好呢？
Why would a father who loves us become evil?
因为神爱我们的爱太大。
Because God who loves us loves us more.
所以父母的爱变成不好。
So the love of a parent in comparison is no longer good.
那这样我们就知道最爱我们的父母啊，尚且拿好东西给我们，那比我们父母更爱我们的天父，你求什么只要你愿意啊，对你有帮助，神一定会听。
So if our parents are willing to give us what is good, then our Heavenly Father will give us even better if we ask Him for it.
所以回到父那去，我们每一次向神祈求，都可以从神领受很多的恩典。
So if you were to return to Father, each time you ask, He will give.
所以祷告文第一句话说，我们在天上的父。
Therefore the Lord's Prayer, the first sentence of the Lord's Prayer says, Our Father who art in heaven.
然后接下去很多的祈求。
And then later on there are many requests.
你毫无惧怕，因为他爱你。
Do not fear, because he loves you.
好，我们再看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse
3. 第一节，第一节。
Sorry, verse 1 and verse 2.
你看父是给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女，世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。第二节。
2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必迭得见他的身体。这里说父是给我们是何等的慈爱。
Here it says that God has been very gracious to us.
这是一种感叹，何等的慈爱。
It's like, see what love the Father has given us.
那我们一想到何等的慈爱，总是想，给我多少钱，给我什么好处。
When we think about how much love God has given us, we often think about how much money He has given us.
我信耶稣以后，身体有没有比较健康，事业有没有比较顺利，钱有没有赚得比较多。
After I believe in Jesus, have I gained better health? Has my career gone to the next level? How much money have I made?
但是我们在衡量好不好，常常是用看得见，这是暂时的，这会过去的。
But as we assess what is good or bad, we often tend to assess the material things we receive.
但是这里讲父是给我们何等的慈爱，接下去讲是永远不会消失的。
But here it tells us that what love God has given us, and it tells us this love will never go away.
这个是真正有价值的。
And it is something that is truly of value.
比金银更有价值。
It's better than gold or silver.
比地上的平安更宝贵。
It's better than peace on earth.
第一个，使我们称为他的儿女。
First, we become his children.
变成身份很尊贵。
So our status has become one of honor.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
神差遣天使，天天在保守我们，看顾我们。
God would send his angels to protect us, to guide us.
在人看来，我们算不了什么。
To mankind, we may be nothing.
但是在神看起来。
But to God.
我们是他宝贵的。
We are his precious children.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
哪一个人不爱儿女呢？
What father does not love his child?
何况天父不是爱我们吗？
So wouldn't the Heavenly Father love us even more?
我们身份很尊贵。
Therefore our status is of honor.
好，那既然是我们是他的儿女。
Since we have become his children.
第二步。
Second step.
主若显现，我们要像他。
That if God were to appear, we shall be like him.
主耶稣现在在天上。
Lord Jesus is in heaven.
他要再来。
He is to come again.
这个叫做主显现。
This is what we meant by when he appears.
那主耶稣显现就是世界的末日。
When he appears, it shall be the end time.
当世界末日来到的时候。
When the end times of the earth comes.
你有多少的金银财宝不重要。
How much gold or silver you have is of no importance.
你人世间多出名不重要。
How famous you are in this world is no longer
important. 你的物质生活水准多高不重要。
How good your life on earth is no longer important.
当主耶稣第二次再来。
When Lord Jesus comes the second time.
最重要的是什么？
What is most important?
主啊，你怎么看我？
It's how he sees you.
你要怎么对待我？
How he treats you.
因为有形之料要被火烧掉。
Because everything of physical world shall be burnt.
包括这个会堂也是有形之全部都要变成灰。
Including this chapel, it shall be burnt to dust.
圣经说地震要震到那个山都移到海的中心去。
The Bible tells us that there shall be such a major earthquake that the mountains will be crumbled into the sea.
但是在那个可怕的时刻，
But in that hour of fear,
我们要像他。
We must be like God.
主耶稣死了三天，从死里复活。
Lord Jesus died, 3 days later he resurrected.
他是荣耀的身体。
He has a glorious body.
属灵的身体。
A spiritual body.
不会死，不会生病，不会衰老。
He will not age, he will not become sick.
不会犯罪。
And he will not sin.
这是荣耀的。
This is glory.
那用这个身体他升到天上去了。
And with this glorious body he ascended to heaven.
所以我们身体啊，没有越来越老化，我们年纪越大，身体越来越老化。
As we grow old, our body aged too.
越来越没有盼望。
And we have lose hope.
但是如果今天主再来，
But if God were to come today,
马上改变，变成灵体。
We will change immediately, become a glorious body.
完全的身体，带有荣耀的身体。
A body with glory.
这个不是神的爱吗？
Isn't this a love of God?
你看你爱你自己这么多，多么保养自己的身体，你只能够缓慢你的老化，你没有办法不会老化。
No matter how much you love yourself, how well you have protected yourself, you can only slow the aging process.
但是主若显现，我们要像他。
But if God were to appear, we are to be like him.
那最后一个也是最重要的。
Finally, the last one, also the most important one.
我们要见到他的真体。
We shall see him as he is.
人世间最快乐的是什么？
What is the most important?
看到你所爱的。
What's the happiest thing in the world? To see someone you love and to be with him or her.
跟那爱你的人在一起。
To be with the person you love.
将来。
In the future.
我们要亲眼看到神。
We shall see God with our naked eyes.
我们现在都不认识，没有真的看到他。
None of us here have ever seen God.
你要看到，面对面见到他。
But in the future, you shall see him face to face.
然后你要听他讲话。
And then you are to hear him speak.
他的话就是灵，他的话就是生命。
His words are spirit. His words are life.
他是众光的来源。
He is the source of all life.
一切美善的、全备的，都是从他来的。
Every good and beautiful comes from him.
我们要看到他，与他同在。
We shall see him. We shall be with him.
这个就是人生最后的目标，最大的满足。
This is the ultimate goal and the best contentment we can have.
所以回到父那里去是何等的重要。
So it is very important that we return to God.
今生充满着恩典跟真理。
Our present life shall be filled with blessings and truth.
来世我们要见到他，要与他同在。
In our afterlife, we shall see him and be with him.
诸位，
so everyone,
回到父那里是我们人生集中的追求。
Dear friends, returning to God is our ultimate pursuit.
那怎么回去呢？
How do we go back?
耶稣说，没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
Jesus says, no one goes back to the Father but by me.
为什么主耶稣这么肯定？
Why is Jesus so positive?
没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去呢？
No one comes to the Father but by me.
我们要了解我们人生的现况。
We must understand the present situation.
哪一个人没有罪？
Which one of us does not sin?
如果今天有一个人没有罪，
If there is a person in this world who has not sin,
今天晚上你不需要在这里聚会。
Then there is no need for this gathering this evening.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有罪，你就不需要救恩。
Because if you do not sin, then you don't need salvation.
没有罪，你就不需要耶稣。
If you have not sinned, you don't need Jesus.
但是今天有哪一个人没有罪？
But however today, who can claim that he is sinless?
良心告诉我们，我们有罪。
Our conscience tells us that we have sinned.
圣经一翻开来，告诉我们，我们有罪。
When you flip through the Bible, the Bible tells you that you have sinned.
所以圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
So the Bible has enclosed everybody into sin.
罪使我们跟父亲的关系切断了。
It is sin which has cut off our relationship with God.
所以我们要回到父那里去，有一个先决条件要解决罪的问题。
So in order to return to the Father, we must first solve this problem of sin.
那既然罪是得罪神。
Since sin is an offense to God,
是神定我们有罪。
It is God who judged it.
人就不能说我没有罪就没有罪。
It is God who says that we have sinned, therefore we cannot claim that we are sinless.
人也不可能说我从今以后不犯罪就没有罪。
Neither can we say that starting from today onwards, I will not sin and therefore I'm sinless.
如果你真的做到我从今不犯罪，那过去犯的罪怎么办？
If you have truly indeed said that you will sin no longer, what about the sin that you have committed in the past?
所以在罪的权势之下，我们人一点点盼望都没有。
So as we are enclosed in sin, we really have no hope.
为什么？
Why?
罪使我们跟神切断。
Because sin has cut off our relationship with God.
那主耶稣来世界。
And when Jesus came into the world,
圣经说，神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给世人。
The Bible tells us that for God so loved the world, He gave the world His only Son.
使世界上的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
So that they will not perish but have everlasting life.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这一句话在讲几个人生最大的事情。
And this verse has told us some of the major events of life.
最大的爱是什么？
What is the greatest love?
神的爱。
The love of God.
是超过我们所能测度的。
It surpasses anything that we can measure.
好，那神的爱，他给我们最大的礼物是什么？
What is the greatest gift God has given us?
就是他的独生子。
He's given us His only Son.
好。为什么？
Why?
因为他的独生子来为我们的罪付出赎价，为我们罪牺牲。
Because his only son has become a redemption for our sins.
人生最大的危机是什么？
What is the greatest crisis a human can face?
灭亡。
That is perish.
进到硫磺火湖里面，这个是最大的危机，灭亡。
The greatest crisis is to die and end up in the burning lake of sulfur.
人生最大的福气是什么？
What is the greatest blessing then?
永生。
Eternal life.
所以主耶稣来世界。
Therefore, Jesus came to the world.
他解决我们的罪。
He has come to resolve our problem.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that we shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
因此他就是一条路。
And therefore, he has become the way.
不错，每一个宗教都告诉人怎么修行。
It is true that every religion tells you how to gain enlightenment.
但是只有一个宗教能够解决人的罪。
But only one religion deals with the problem of sin.
就是耶稣基督本身。
And it is Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为只有他有资格替我们赎罪，也只有他为着人的罪牺牲。
Because he's the only one who can cleanse our sin away.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Other than him, there is no one else.
所以如果你想要找教主，很多。
If you want to find the founders of religion, there are many.
但是如果你想要找救主，只有一个。
If you're looking for a savior, there is only one.
就是耶稣。
And it's Jesus.
因为没有借着他，没有一个人能够回到神那里去。
Because no one goes to the Father except by him.
所以十字架很感动的。
Therefore, the cross is a very moving thing.
变成基督教的标志。
It has become a symbol of Christianity.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Because Jesus Christ has died for us on the cross.
为我们受咒诅。
And he has been condemned because of us.
所以因为他挂在那里，我们罪可以得到赦免。
Because he hung on the cross, our sins are forgiven.
你只要相信他。
As long as you believe in him.
你承认你的罪。
Admit your sins.
接受洗礼。
Accept water baptism.
我们的罪就洗干净了。
And your sins will be washed.
就是这么简单。
It is that simple.
简单到你没有办法相信。
It is so simple you couldn't even believe it.
要回到父那，你只要信耶稣受洗，你就回到父那里去。
To return to the Father, all you have to do is believe in Jesus and be baptized.
那个证明就是得圣灵。
And the proof is in the Holy Spirit.
你怎么知道我已经回到父那里，天父接纳我呢？
How do you know that the Father has accepted you?
当你跪下来祷告，神的灵降在你身上。
When you kneel down to pray, the Spirit of God will descend upon you.
就表示神已经接纳你做他的儿女。
This shows that God has accepted you as His child.
所以我们现在的唱诗，唱完诗我们要来祷告。
So we are not going to sing a hymn after this singing. We are going to pray.